Welcome to Investigating Myself, a side series of 3-Minute Lesson. I sequenced my genome. Let's see what it has to say. Today's episode, Hemophilia B. Hemophilia is a genetic disease that prevents blood from clotting. There are several types of hemophilia, but almost all are either type A or B. In the last episode of Investigating Myself, I talked about hemophilia A, the more common variety. Hemophilia A results from mutations in the X chromosome gene clotting factor 8. Hemophilia B is very similar, but results from mutations in clotting factor 9, a gene also on the X chromosome. Genetic diseases on the X chromosome are overrepresented in males. Females have 2 X chromosomes, which can provide an extra healthy copy of a mutated gene. So, although hemophilia B affects about 1 in 25,000 males, virtually no females are affected, but they can be carriers. The gene mutated in hemophilia B, clotting factor 9, cleaves proteins at specific amino acids. This step is one part of the cascade that signals the clotting response in blood vessels. Its role is wholly separate from the clotting pathway from the gene behind hemophilia A. Hemophilia B, like A, can vary in intensity depending on how the clotting factor is mutated. Severe hemophilia B results from a non-functional clotting factor 9. Affected individuals suffer serious, sometimes spontaneous bleeding episodes that can be fatal. Often bleeding happens internally, which is chronically painful. Hemophilia B has historically plagued many royal families of 19th and 20th century Europe. Famously, the only son of the last Tsar of Russia, Alexei Romanov, had hemophilia B. The downfall of Imperial Russia and the rise of the Soviet Union was partly driven by the royal family's isolation in response to their son's poor health. The Romanov family was executed in 1918, but in 2009, genetic analysis of their remains concluded that Alexei was affected by a severe variety of hemophilia B that he inherited from his mother. Based on other cases in royal families, geneticists traced the hemophilia B gene back all the way to Queen Victoria, who was very likely a carrier. I looked at clotting factor 9 in my own genome, but did not find any functional mutations that might indicate I am a carrier. If you suspect you might be a carrier because a close family member is affected, a genetic counselor can help with testing. This has been me, Investigating Myself. 3-Minute Lesson will be back January 3rd, so see you in 2022. If you like 3-Minute Lesson or Investigating Myself, rate and review if you so choose. Contact us at 3minutelesson@gmail.com or on various social medias as 3-Minute Lesson. 3-Minute Lesson is a member of Podbreed.